Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, June 28th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Evangelicals build a base in Iraq. Technology advances Bible translation work by decades, and thousands are saved in a U.S. Graham crusade. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where the relentless violence continues to plague Christians. In the wake of the toppling of an old regime, the religious landscape changed. Now, in a predominantly Muslim area, there is a Christian evangelicalism. But Sat7's Terry Ascott says because they are frequent targets, believers continue to flee the country, leaving behind a remnant church.
There are many very committed believers in Iraq that are staying because God has called them to stay, that do have options to leave, but see this as a great opportunity, a critical time in the history of the country, and a time for Christians to be seen as salt and light.
Ascott says their work continues to reach into the area through satellite television, but there's always risk.
Pray for us as we seek to bring hope and encouragement through the broadcasts every day of Sat7 into that country. Pray for Christian radio broadcasters that are still doing programming to meet the needs of the church in troubled areas like Iraq.
Next, technological advances have changed the pace of Bible translation work. JAR's Judy Bokelman says that their VSAT computer project is a partnership.
We use solar panels to get the power for those, and the VSAT bounces off the satellite. So both are easily accessible, and you don't need electricity or wires to do that. So we can set up wireless networks and voice over IP and things like that.
Bokelman says that they're launching a new software program for their translators. The software cuts the translation process by nearly a decade by creating a rough draft of a language based on a related language.
So we're doing adaptation, which allows us to start out ahead, years ahead actually, in the translation, because we have a rough draft that we can talk with the people about and see where the language differences are in a related language so that we began the translation faster.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands gathered over the weekend in New York City for what could be the last crusade for evangelist Billy Graham. More than 242,000 people gathered in Flushing Meadows for the Greater New York Billy Graham Crusade. According to Graham officials, more than 9,400 people made professions of faith during the meetings. However, Graham's historic preaching wasn't the only outreach going on. Music, coupled with Christian young people doing street evangelism, also saw many people turn to Christ. Meanwhile, nearly 80 people from various mission organizations gathered to get the training they need to be more effective in global evangelism. But the training wasn't your typical evangelism training. The U.S. military was involved. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says the week-long training consisted of landmine awareness, disaster assessment, anti-terrorism education, and evangelism.
We are more and more engaging in a world that's falling apart. And I think the body of Christ has an opportunity to turn obstacles into stepping stones and really make a difference in impacting people's lives.
He says the training will
enable you to get into a really bad area and preach the gospel, to be a witness for Christ. But the problem with so many of these complex humanitarian emergency situations is people don't go because of the situation, so the gospel can't be shared.
And finally, the Bible League is getting ready to launch a program to help persecuted Christians around the world. It's called If God Be For Us. While persecution is difficult, extreme, and can cause death, the program helps believers understand that not even death can separate us from the love of Christ. The goal of the program is to raise awareness and provide God's word to persecuted believers, which can help them share the gospel. The program will be available this fall. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.